August 10th, Lawrence of Rome. Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men. In Rome, during the first half of the 3rd century, the government was sold out to Roman deities, and Christians were not to be tolerated. Often, Christians were given the chance to convert and prove it by offering sacrifices to the Roman gods. Those who refused were arrested, confined, tortured, and executed. Lawrence of Rome was one of the city's 7 deacons, men who cared for the buildings and their contents, who maintained the roofs, repaired the structures, and protected the art, men who cared for the poor and ill among the congregation. Lawrence took his duty to the buildings and to the people seriously. Today's story is about what happened when the Romans came for Lawrence. On this date, in the year 258, Lawrence outwitted the Emperor of Rome. Strategic generosity trumps going with the flow. About 200 years after the Apostle Paul wrote a famous letter to the believers at Rome, when Lawrence served as deacon, the beheaded bodies of his fellow church leaders lay in undignified graves, and the whole congregation suffered terrible poverty and hunger. One day in August, the emperor sent a messenger to Lawrence and demanded he turn over all the treasures of the church. The emperor intended to melt down crucifixes and sacred vessels like chalices and sell the gold along with the paintings. Roman soldiers stood ready to enforce this order. Lawrence immediately sought direction from Pope Sixtus II. Lawrence was told not to turn over the church's treasures to the Roman government. Instead, he was instructed to redistribute them among those in the congregation who needed them most. Of course, this flew in the face of the emperor's order, but Lawrence promised he would find a way to carry out the plan. Within days of the emperor's decree, while Sixtus was ministering in the city garden, Roman soldiers arrested him and executed him. The other remaining deacons, Lawrence's closest friends, were also hunted down and executed. This left Lawrence alone, shocked, and heartbroken, and now the senior-ranking official in all of Rome. As the Roman Church's senior official, he was immediately called before the Roman throne to answer the emperor's demands to turn over all the assets of the church. Presuming that his life would be the next to be required, Lawrence stood silently before the emperor as Valerian began to speak. "You say we are cruel to you, but that is not what I have in mind. I am told that your priests offer in gold, that the sacred blood is received in silver cups, that you have golden candlesticks at your evening services. Now, your doctrine says you must render to Caesar what is his. Yours is a kingdom of words, but Rome is a physical kingdom in need of resources. Therefore, bring Rome the riches of the church." "The church is indeed rich," Lawrence said. "I will show you the most valuable part, but give me time to set everything in order and make an inventory." Emperor Valerian gave Lawrence 3 days to deliver the church's treasures in exchange for his life. With a nod and a bow, Lawrence rushed from the court and feverishly set out to fulfill the vow he made to Sixtus before his death. Working tirelessly over the next few days, Lawrence liquidated a vast amount of the church's wealth, the paintings, the gold chalices, and the embroidered linens. He smuggled it into the hands of the poor, the outcast, and the sick. As he met secretly with the people of the parish, he commissioned lay leaders to take care of the poor after he was dead. When it was time for Lawrence to present himself before Valerian, presumably to save his own life, he brought with him a crowd of peasants and outcasts, the blind and the lame. The sound of shuffling feet and nervous chatter echoed off the marble floors of Rome's highest court, and spectators anxiously waited, unable to imagine what would happen next. Suddenly, the Roman emperor and his entourage burst into the room. The crowd fell immediately silent. Valerian climbed the stairs and sat upon his throne. "Deacon Lawrence," shouted the emperor, "have you brought with you the riches which Rome rightfully demands?" I'll accept them as ransom for your life.
I have, Lawrence humbly said, his warm voice reverberating on the cold stone walls. The courtroom fell silent again as Valerian glared intently at Lawrence.
Very well then, show me the riches.
The Emperor stood. Lawrence looked lovingly across the ragged congregation he'd brought with him, gestured toward them, and declared, "These are the treasures of the church." The Word of God says in 2 Corinthians 4:7, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us." What riches of His kingdom is God calling you to be uncompromising about, for yourself or for others today? Strategic generosity trumps going with the flow.
Hey, man, Eric Bloom here, growth pastor at Landing Place Church in Commerce City, Colorado. Lawrence of Rome, what a powerful, humbling story. One that is quite beautiful of just that crescendo of a moment of him bringing that mass of people into the courtroom and saying these are the true treasures of the church. A man who devoted his life work to stewarding and keeping the physical spaces of the church gathering place and the artifacts, but when it came down to it, that those were given away in a heartbeat to the people who could benefit from the most, the true treasures of the church. And so, man, I got a question for you today. Is, do you believe in your heart of hearts that you are one of those treasures? When was the last time that you sat with God, not to just exegete a passage of scripture, not just to read in your Bible plan, all great things, but to have a moment where you just sit with the Lord and you are treasured by Him? Just because you're His son. And in turn, have a moment where you treasure the Lord for who He is. I want to encourage you, men, to take 5 minutes today and find some moments, find a space where you feel comfortable, grab a cup of coffee, go sit on a bench, look at a lake, wherever you're at, whatever your context is. And just spend a moment with God and just ask Him, God, how do you see me as your treasure? And just listen to Him. And then in turn, respond by giving God your worship, your thanksgiving, your praise for how He is your treasure.